As you walk into the Albany Wind Farm, there are a bunch of signs on the right-hand side with words etched into kind of cream-coloured pillars of concrete. One says, Albany's lights burn bright. And I was talking to Tom Froude, who's the general manager of Bright Energy Investments, who own and operate the Albany Wind Farm, and he was talking a bit about why Albany needed a wind farm in the first place.
So Western Australia's got an electricity grid that covers not all of the state, but a large chunk of the state. When you transport power through transmission lines, you get losses. There are inefficiencies. It heats up the wire a little bit and you get losses. So you really want to generate power pretty close to where you're using it to avoid those losses. And by putting the Albany wind farm where it is, it provides 80% of the power that's required for the Albany area.
All right, Vanessa, you've come from Perth. What do you think of the wind farm?
I think it's really impressive. They're a lot bigger than I thought they would be. And, well, mildly terrifying, but I love the sound they make.
Madeline, also from Perth. You come all the way to see the wind farm?
Yes.
Is there something that you're seeing here in person which you think people would not be able to gauge from looking at photos or seeing videos of it?
It's the sheer size of it and the sound that it makes, the power of it. And it's really great that it can harness all that wind and turn it into energy that's clean. I know there's some people that are against the wind turbines for various reasons, but I would feel that insects and birds know to stay away.
All right, I guess the question is, did you actually ever go to the Albany Wind Farm if you did not get a single photo of yourself? And that really goes to this other element too, of not only being a wind farm that produces power, but also a brand for the city of Albany.
The dramatic location of Albany Wind Farm means that that images of that wind farm do get used quite widely. I think it's a real asset for the community. It demonstrates the clean electricity that is being generated, and I think that's something that the community should, you know, feel proud of and feel it is a part of their brand.
All the turbines are turning, and actually, if you were on one of the edge of these blades, you'd be moving at 290 kilometres an hour. Just think about how fast that is. But really, at a distance, they're turning so slowly, but at actual full speed, you know, when you're on the edge of the blade. Anyway, there's one of the turbines that is just not moving, completely still. He must be the runaway teen turbine. But there is a circumstance where the turbines do stop, and that's when the wind is blowing at up to 120 kilometres an hour. They stop to prevent damage on the blades. So Brent, you're 25. As a young person, young people are always mentioned in this discussion about energy in the future and climate change, etc. It seems appropriate to talk about it at a wind farm. What do you think of it?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, we really need to look at other solutions than currently what the majority of cities are using as power sources and things like this. I think it's a no-brainer. I think there's a lot more that we can do, and I think that the reasons why we're not doing it, pretty pathetic in this day and age. I think we have so much open land, we have so many areas, you know, there's so much place we can have solar, there's vast swathes of land that we could have solar, we could have wind, and I feel like we're just not utilizing that as much as we can, and I think any excuse to not do it is just really not good enough.
With wind and solar and batteries, you really can create all the energy that's needed, but I think everyone should anticipate more and more renewable energy and more solar farms appearing.